what we're going to have is just some brief opening comments from Jerry Kozak, who is the Chief Executive Officer and President of National Milk, which runs CWT, and he in turn will introduce our special guest, Dr. Scott Brown of the University of Missouri, who has some news today about the impact of cooperatives working together over the past 3 years. With that, thank you very much for joining us, and I'll turn it over to Jerry Kozak.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this call. We appreciate you taking the time. The purpose of the call, as Chris said, was to announce the results of an independent economic assessment of our cooperatives working together, which is the Dairy Industry Self-Help Program. After I provide you some brief background, I'm going to turn it over to our guest speaker, Dr. Scott Brown. After he speaks, as Chris said, we'll open it up for questions. You know, most of the farmers who are supporting CWT readily understand how our efforts to remove milk, both by removing cows through our herd retirement program and exporting product under our export assistance program, helps to balance supply and demand and therefore have some impact on producer milk pay prices. But to say the least, there are a few who have been skeptical at times about the program's impact. And obviously the market has been affected since we instituted the CWT program by a variety of supply and demand factors and not just CWT. So in order to address those concerns and eliminate any doubt about the program, we asked what I consider to be a highly respected agricultural economist to examine CWT's impact. Dr. Scott Brown runs the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri, where he's often called upon by the Congress to examine the various farm policy proposals. I can't think of anybody who has a more objective outlook on the dairy economic side than Scott. And so we asked Scott to make an evaluation of the CWT program. Basically, we handed over to him all of the publicly available data that we had in the amount of cows removed and the information that went along with that, those three herd retirements, their milk output. We turned over all of the information about the exports that we have assisted in the program, and we asked Scott to use his extensive computer model to see what the impact would be. We had no idea of what Scott was going to come up with. We didn't ask him to predetermine any analysis. CWT is a voluntary program of which the producers contribute, and we have an ethical and moral obligation because of that to ensure that whatever we're doing with the program and the funds that we are held accountable for and to try to demonstrate a return on investment, if there was one. And so we asked Scott to give it his best try, make that analysis, and we were prepared to accept whatever the results of Scott's analysis showed in terms of a perspective on CWT's impact for the first 3 years. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Scott, ask him to explain his results, and after Scott speaks, he certainly will be available to answer your questions, as well as I will once we're finished that. So, Dr. Brown, I'll turn it over to you at this point.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I want to spend a few minutes this morning just talking about the results that I have determined as a result of the CWT program. But before I start, I would like to remind everyone that the results that I'm going to talk about this morning are an attempt to only talk about the impacts on the dairy industry of the CWT program. We've certainly had a lot of events that have occurred over the period in which CWT has been operating. It's the attempt of this analysis, however, to try to only isolate what we can say is attributed to the CWT. So it's as the CWT operated within this very dynamic environment that we've seen in the dairy industry. So when I talk about what I see in terms of changes in milk prices that we expect, those are changes relative to a world that would have occurred without the CWT program. And the bottom line in using the same kinds of models that I have used for several years now. Bottom line is that we do talk about higher milk prices as a result of a CWT program. By looking over the 2004 to 2006 period, I am estimating that CWT added 40 cents to the all milk price relative to what would have occurred without that program. I will say that when I first heard mention of the CWT program, I was probably skeptical about the effects that might occur for the dairy industry. I think I was assuming that if we talk about one herd retirement program and maybe not others following, that the effects would be very small. However, when you see the success of the last nearly 4 years now, you certainly can talk about a program that has meant a lot more to producers. Much of the effects that I talk about in the analysis are a result of the herd reduction programs that have removed a little more than 147,000 cows over the period. We made certain as we modeled that we understood the herd dynamics that occur as you start to remove cows. And I will say that anytime you talk about a industry like the dairy industry that has very inelastic demand, you can find prices will move very quickly to small changes in production. I think we've all seen that just in overall market moves. So of the 147,000 that were removed, we certainly talk about all milk prices being higher, and again, that 40 cent increase over the 04 to 06 period. In fact, when I look back at what this has meant for 2006, I would say the combination of herd retirements and the export program kept milk prices from being even lower than we have seen in 2006, adding 60 cents to the bottom line and making milk prices be higher than what would have been some very low milk prices. Much of the results that I show are a result of herd retirement, although for 2006 we do see the CWT program moving more product in terms of export assistance. I should stop for a minute and say that when I look at export assistance, it's hard for me to measure some of the psychological effects that I think we've seen occur in dairy markets. We certainly saw cheese prices, for example, that spent a lot of time around $1.40 as folks felt like that there was some type of floor that existed as we talk about CWT starting to export products a few years ago. So I certainly think that the impacts could have been even larger than what I suggest when looking at the effects of that program. Bottom line, when we look at what's happening to producer revenue, we're generating about another $2 billion over the period as a result of the CWT program. And roughly one can think about that as an 8-to-1 return on producer's investment in that program. It's certainly hard to find a program or find any thing that farmers can do today that would have that kind of return for their investment.